A new and right spirit. Words from Jesus.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Psalm 51:10. Behold, I will do a new thing. Behold, I make all things new. If you have the faith of a little mustard seed, and you desire change, and put your will on my side, you can trust that I will bring forth the newness of life that I have promised. But in order to receive the new, you have to first let go of the past and forget the things which are behind. Forget past wrongs, hurts, and bitterness, and do not allow yourself to be distracted with things of the past that burden you. Even as I have wiped your slate clean, you can also determine to wipe the slate clean and begin anew. Today is a new day, and I have created in you a new heart. A new day, a new heart, and a new and right spirit. I have given you a new approach and a new outlook. I make all things new if you will just drop the garments of the past and take upon you my garments of newness of life. Give your heart to me, and I will hold it above the waters that surround you, and you will not sink. Your moments of sadness will be gone as the darkness disappears when the day has come. And as you walk in the newness of life that I give you through my words. Today is a day to learn how to let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you. My Spirit seeks the humble and the lowly, and it dwells there with them. Lift me up, and I will draw people to me. Today is a new day, a day when my instruments allow themselves to be retooled and made into new vessels. I do a new thing in every age and new day. Therefore, my pottery must be malleable and capable of changing. Not that it wasn't fit for the purpose that it was made for, but it needs to be open to change, to fit for a new purpose and a new day. Receive my new anointing for a new day. I will work through you in every situation you face, and I will not fail you. For I am always with you. As you look to my word, you will be strengthened and empowered. For as your days, so will your strength be. I know your frame, and I remember that you are but dust, and I will always be with you. I will dry your tears, and comfort your heart, and assuage your grief. And I will give power when you feel faint, and increase your strength when you have no might. You will see the manifestation of my love and anointing upon you. You will be blessed. You will prosper. You will feel loved. You will be empowered by my Spirit to love and reach those who are lost, weary, worn, and searching. You will be like the Good Samaritan who takes the time to care for the lost, the needy, and the unloved. You will see them become transformed, like Lazarus raised from the dead, with new life, hope, and gladness. Seeking and finding. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Matthew 7:8. I have formed you and purposed you according to my will and plan for your life. From the foundation of the world, you were predestined and called to fulfill my purpose. All you have to do is place yourself under the light that I beam down upon you and receive my anointing to fulfill my purpose for you. Ask of me and you will receive. Don't cling to the shadows of your past. But reach forward in faith and trust that I will never stop giving if you will ask and open yourself to receive. Lift up your hands and receive my love. The supply is limitless, above and beyond all that you could ask or think. You are my children and have been called for my purpose, and I will pour my spirit and love on you so that you can in turn pour it out on a wounded and needy world. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. I have chosen each and every one of you and ordained you from the foundation of the world to be like a city set on a hill. Others will know that you are my disciples because of your love for one another. As you pour out my word and love to others, I will pour in, and you will never run out. You can't imagine how much love I have for you, for the lost, and for the world. I am counting on you to share that love and truth with others. I will never fail to pour forth more as you give and share with others. Time is short, and I ask you to give out in the same measure you have received, even when it costs. Give freely as you have received, for the time will come when the lost and the lonely will not have any more time to receive my love. So give now while you have the opportunity. It is my pleasure to give you the kingdom. So don't worry or fear. I will provide all that you need. All you need to do is say yes. Yes, I want your love, Jesus. I want to be more like you. All you need to do is put your will on my side, and I will anoint and empower you to fulfill my will and purpose for you. Just say yes to Jesus. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Luke 11:13. Receive the anointing that I would pour upon you. Reach out and grasp it. Desire it and seek for the anointing of my love. You can receive it just as you would receive any gift from me. You ask, you believe, and you accept the gift. How do you enact it? One step at a time, in one deed of love, followed by another. The raindrops on their own are small, falling from the air, but they reach the ground and bring forth flowers and trees and life. And as these raindrops are absorbed into the earth, so will your love be absorbed into the earth of this world and received by those that are so lost. Each deed of love seems like only a raindrop, but they will grow and multiply. And one day, my love and truth will fill the earth, even as the waters cover the seas. So receive my anointing and enact it day by day, step by step, deed by deed, word by word, and action by action. And as you put forth an effort to share my love with others, I will pour my strengthening love into you. All you have to do is just receive by faith. Just say yes. As you open yourself up to receive my anointing, it will bring forth fruit in your life and in the lives of those about you, and those who hear the message that you share with them. This love, though seemingly small, is of great power and will change and one day overcome the world.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.